page 123. By 1970, America's domestic troubles had been compounded by proliferating anti-war protests. These reached a peak when President Johnson's Republican successor, Richard Nixon, decided to bomb North Vietnamese bases in neutral Cambodia. POP had long been supplanted as a movement, but it is significant that its idioms could still be mobilized by an outsider, commenting on the U.S.'s dangerous international power game. This was the frequently overlooked Brazil-born artist and poet Eivind Falström, who was to settle in Sweden, but spent much of the 1960s shuttling between that country, Italy, and America. His World Politics Monopoly, 62, of 1970, wittily dramatizes Cold War tensions. Figure. The caption for Figure 62, Eivind Falström, World Politics Monopoly, 1970, is as follows. Not squarely part of the POP movement, Falström's work resists easy categorization.